After renovating and fitting out Portland's Crystal Ballroom, Tone Proper Audio and Video got the chance to make the same miracle transformation for McMenamin's Elks Temple Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma. They took on the job and came up with a top-flight sound system in the middle of a classical building. Tone Proper AV owner Nick Moon is back to give us the rest of the story on how they made it all happen. Nick, good to have you back with us from Tone Proper Audio and Video in Portland. We were getting into the sound system for McMenamin's Elks Temple Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma that you modeled after the one you did for Portland's Crystal Ballroom. Can't wait to hear more about it.
Thanks for having me.
The Spanish Ballroom was not only completely gutted for the renovation and a complete start over, but it was also not an easy place to get all the sound gear into. They have no loading dock, and a lot of this equipment was pre-assembled.
Yeah, we typically do a lot of the stuff here at the shop, racks and all that stuff. We build and test on site so that we can show up and we kind of know how it's all going to get together. In this case, you know, this building, it was an old building that's been restored. And so there was no elevator. So, you know, they added an elevator and the elevator wasn't operational during our load in. Plus, the Spanish Ballroom is on, you know, the second floor, I think it is. And so we basically had to carry the entire PA, which was, I don't know how many thousand pounds, upstairs. So we had 12 18s plus, you know, the main array and array frames, amplifiers, wedges, everything had to be carried. So that was pretty exciting. I got a good workout that day, but they do have an elevator now that's working at the space. But yeah, basically we build everything, you know, the wiring assemblies and everything ahead of time so that when we get there, you know, we just need to fly the system and plug it in. We had to condense it down quite a bit in order to make it so that you could actually physically move it. Because if you can imagine like a 42U server rack full of distro and amplifiers, I mean, it's even with four or five people, I mean, it's just not something you can move without destroying stairs and all that stuff. So we actually whittled it down to a 32U rack and then a couple sub-assembly racks that had the power, the distro, and that kind of stuff in it so that it would be easier to move around. And in the long run, I think it was the smart way to go, too, because things are a little bit more modular, which is nice.
Well, it sounds like that could have been good for a few hernias,
yeah,
just getting everything,
yeah,
in there.
Yes, it was.
When you started setting it up, what main house speakers did you use on this?
So this is Bose Showmatch system, and the subs are also the Showmatch.
And so how did you get all the amps and speakers connected? How close in proximity were they?
The main amp rack is just on side stage, so it wasn't a real far run. You know, each module is bi-amped, so you know there is a lot of wire looms going up there, and each sub has got its own direct line as well. So it was a fair amount of wiring, but nothing too crazy.
And so for control, what type of front house mixer have you got in there?
So it's a Pro 2 and a Pro 2C at Monitor World, and from being an audio guy, the Midas Pro Series stuff sounds really, really good. And the Showmatch sounds amazing. That is one of those systems that you run your tuning file. If you design it well in Modeler, run the files, turn it on, you're 95% there. It sounds really, really good. And then we typically follow that up with Smart. We'll do some tuning with Smart and verify that everything's aimed correctly and doing what it needs to be doing. And then we'll just do some minor tweaking and then save that into the processor and lock that up. And then the front of house guy from his console still has a graphic he can do or she can do, but it basically gets us to a really good starting point so that they can do whatever they need to do or they feel that they need to do for the system or for the type of music or anything like that.
Now, the Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma and the Crystal Ballroom in Portland, these can actually support each other because the performers play one and then they can save their setup on USB and plug it right in at the other place.
Yeah, the consoles are the same. The split is the same. Most of the microphones are the same. The only difference is the Crystal's a larger room, so it's a larger rig. We've got 12 18s in that one in a distributed kind of arc of sub, and so there's a lot of low end available there. But because the Spanish Ballroom is also hotels and bars and everything else, we have a pretty strict limit on output. So we're definitely not pushing it nearly as hard as the Crystal Ballroom gets pushed, but it's definitely there if they wanted it. So, but yeah, the point being that you could do a show at the Crystal Ballroom and be very close at the Spanish Ballroom with those files.
And what was it like getting all that balanced with the EQ and the presets? How long did the operational setup take to get all done and ready to use?
Very, very short, because we do a lot of that engineering work ahead of time. So all the files were built for all the amplifiers. We had schematic drawings for everything, and then all the tuning files were built. So all of the amplifiers and processors were already pre-configured, labeled, and already known to what amplifier is driving what set of low frequency or high frequency drivers. And we use Ace Backstage and RCI a lot to do custom face plates. So we'll build like a 6 or 8U face plate with a bunch of NL4s on the back that'll have like house left speakers 1 and 2, and then house, you know, and just go down the line, or sub 1, sub 2. So then we pre-solder and hardwire all of that to the amplifiers on the back of the rack, so that when you get there, all you got to do is flip it on and plug in a cable to the array. We do that for a couple of reasons. One, it's very reliable. It's very easy for anyone with a flashlight to look back there and say, oh, okay, well, this is where each thing is going. It's a very simple swap to fix a problem, know where it is, and all of that. So those are the kind of things that don't cost a whole lot more, but make life in a challenging, dark, loud, and noisy environment much, much more effective.
Yes, and I saw the Spanish Ballroom has a very early 20th century classical appearance, meticulously restored, and that's got to be part of the allure of this place for performers and their audiences. That could be a challenge on the acoustics. So do you tend to find tougher acoustics in older, restored buildings than in the modern steel and concrete venues?
No, you know what? I don't think so, because we do a lot of new construction houses of worship as well. And, you know, in order to save money, it's steel buildings or concrete and steel. And I'll take, you know, wood any day over over concrete and steel. So all that to be said, you know, there is kind of a charm of these older buildings that are kind of neat. But walking into a room that's, concrete and steel, new construction, and they haven't budgeted for any acoustical treatment is really a problem.
I would have thought that might be the other way around, but now that you mention it, when it's a brand new building, they might not be that eager to make any changes to accommodate, you know, what you want to do on the sound setup. How long did it take you to do the whole job and get it ready to use?
For the Spanish Ballroom, we had a lot of time because the construction took a long time. It was, you know, maybe 6 months or something like that. So we already knew what we were going to do months in advance. So then it was just a matter of when we got close, ordering everything up and start assembling the racks and cable assemblies and all that kind of stuff and getting all the equipment in. So we had plenty of time and we definitely didn't feel rushed at all. Obviously, when the install comes, you know, you don't want to install it too soon because then it's just going to get dusty and dirty with all the construction going on. And you don't want to do it too late so that if something happens, you're up against the opening date. I think we did it about 5 days or 4 days before the opening. So we knew that it would take a couple of days and then maybe a day of commissioning and tuning, and then we'd have a couple of days buffer. And I think we used all of it. So I think that's how that went down.
And who were the test subjects, the first performers to use this, and how did they get along with it?
I think the opening night was a couple different bands. We did have a little bit of an issue under the stage when we were pulling network cables. One of the network cables that feeds the DL251, which is the input-output box for the Midas, got wrapped around some of the cams that feed the power distro. So each one of these cams is, you know, 100 amps of electricity. And so you can kind of guess what happened there. There was starting to get some dropouts and we couldn't figure it out. Went underneath the stage with a headlamp and saw that one of those network cables was all entangled with all the power cables. And so we just kind of resorted that out and that was fine. So that was really the only snafu that we had, actually. And I consider that kind of a win because there's a lot of moving parts and lots of things can go wrong. So we had like 4 or 5 days and it went really well.
Well, that's great. It's good to know everything went okay on that one. I know Tone Proper AV has more things going on. So what projects do you have coming up or in progress now?
Well, this time of year in the summer is lots of church renovations. It seems like a lot of churches, you know, it's summertime, so people are gone, attendance is lower, and so this is the time to get some construction done to get ready for fall series and stuff like that. So we have 3 churches under construction right now that we're doing all the AVL for, and we got 2 video walls going in, sound systems and lighting, you know, just lots of upgrades in various sizes and shapes. You know, we have a Catholic church using the new MSA series of digital beam steering stuff from Bose. We got a couple of big fulcrum installs going in. And so definitely a busy season right now. And then by fall, no one will know we exist. It'll be great.
Well, it's been very good of you to get with us and tell us about this one, an absolutely fascinating place. And it was perfect having you provide some really interesting images of the installation work in progress.
Yeah.
It's Nick Moon from Tone Proper Audio and Video in Portland, Oregon, and the complete renovation and sound system install for McMenamin's Elks Temple Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma. Great hearing about it.
Thanks, and I appreciate being on.
First-rate sound and a classical venue. Tone Proper AV braved the stairs and got this beautiful place ready to serve all occasions. Next week, we'll have another AV installation project to explore, so be right here for that on the next SVC podcast. See you then.